What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1085. In this episode, I'll discuss whether the reversal of anticoagulants is necessary for neurologically intact patients with traumatic intracranial hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1085. And now, on to the episode. While intracranial hemorrhage has the potential to lead to a catastrophic outcome in patients with traumatic injury who are also taking oral anticoagulants, the reversal of anticoagulation is not without risk of thrombotic complication. Therefore, it could be possible that a subset of patients with a minor ICH where the risk-benefit ratio might be in favor of not reversing anticoagulation. To examine this possibility, a group of authors published a retrospective cohort study in pharmacotherapy. The cohort looked at data from 35 trauma centers and analyzed 654 patients who were on pre-injury anticoagulation and presented with a minor traumatic ICH without neurologic deficits. To be included, patients needed to have a Glasgow Coma Scale score of 15 and other features that ensured the ICH was minor in nature. The primary outcome the authors examined was the rate of in-hospital mortality or transfer to hospice care. In the overall cohort, 40% of the patients were reversed and 60% were not reversed. The rate of in-hospital mortality or hospice was 4.6% in those who were reversed, compared with 4.9% in those who were not reversed. This difference was not statistically significant, with a p-value of 0.861. When the authors looked at a composite of in-hospital complications as a secondary outcome, the rates were 8% in those who were reversed, compared with 8.7% in those who were not reversed. Again, this was not statistically significant, with a p-value of 0.748. Another secondary outcome, the average length of stay in the ICU, was numerically longer in the reverse group by 0.3 days, but the p-value for this outcome was 0.069, again, not a significant difference. In this retrospective study with carefully selected patient characteristics, the authors concluded the study found no difference in hospital outcomes between patients with minor traumatic ICH on oral anticoagulants who were neurologically intact that were reversed versus those who were not reversed. Further studies should continue to define the subset of traumatic ICH patients who may not require reversal of anticoagulation. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation. this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.